You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move. Today, we're talking about Apple's new mobile phone, the iPhone. Actually, it's a combination of phone, iPod, camera, and internet browser all rolled into one gadget. We'll be looking at all the hype or massive publicity surrounding the launch of the iPhone and taking a closer look at the vocabulary we use to describe product launches in the retail market. iPhone launch. After 6 months of unprecedented hype, thousands of people last Friday finally got their hands on the iPhone, the new cell phone that Apple is banking on to become its third core business next to its money-making iPod players and Macintosh computers. By early evening Thursday, short lines of eager customers were camped out at Apple and AT&T stores across the nation. The gadget, which combines the functions of a cell phone, iPod media player, and web browser, went on sale in the United States at 6 p.m. last Friday. At Apple's flagship store in New York City, the trickle of customers that began queuing on Monday grew to hundreds by late Thursday, ready to brave yet another rainy night on the pavement of Fifth Avenue, outside the only 24-hour Apple store. The gadget, with a 3.5-inch touchscreen display, which Apple CEO Steve Jobs has touted as revolutionary, has been the focus of endless media speculation and has been parodied on late-night TV. Since its unveiling in January, expectations that it will become yet another blockbuster product for Apple has propelled the company's stock up more than 40%. Apple itself has set a target of selling 10 million units worldwide by 2008, gaining roughly a 1% share of the cell phone market. And, despite the handset's price tag of $499 for a 4-gigabyte model and $599 for an 8-gigabyte version, some bullish Wall Street analysts have predicted sales could hit as high as 45 million units in 2 years.
Well, that's the iPhone, yeah? Cherise, would you buy one?
Yeah, I might. It just depends on if I have the money, but I wouldn't camp out for it for 3 days.
What about you, Mitch?
Yeah, I probably would, but I might wait for second generation.
Okay, so until they figure out all the bugs and then bring out a second model.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have to stand in line maybe then.
Okay, that's a good point, yeah. So, why were people standing in line? And I guess part of the reason they're standing in line is all the unprecedented hype that is surrounding the launch of the iPhone, yeah? So unprecedented is an adjective we use to add strong emphasis to a unique event.
Well, unprecedented literally means something that's never happened before. And in this case, what's never happened before is the kind of hype or massive publicity and media coverage that surrounded the unveiling of this new product. It was amazing.
Okay. So hype is really like an informal noun, meaning excessive or too much publicity.
Well,
huge amount of publicity.
It means a huge amount. Of course, as you know, just enough hype is a good thing, and if you go too far with it, it can be very bad. So hype can be negative or positive.
All right. So you could say something like, all the hype surrounding Paris Hilton going to jail is crazy.
I'd certainly say that.
Yeah, and if a new game or fashion accessory is getting a lot of hype, you probably would like to get your hands on it.
Meaning literally have it in your possession.
Yeah, like I can't wait to get my hands on an iPhone.
Meaning you actually want to hold it in your hands, be able to possess it, own it.
Yes, it's mine.
All right, good luck.
Well, certainly Apple is banking on you wanting to get your hands on it. Bank on is a phrasal verb meaning to count on or depend on, and that's the reason they've created so much hype.
So Apple is banking on the iPhone to sell really well and become like the third main part of its business.
Yes, its core business, or in Apple's case, its third core business. And here, core means a central or most important part, such as Nokia's core business is making mobile phones.
Yeah, and you know, Apple first started off just making computers, and then they introduced the iPod, and because that was incredibly successful, it became its second core business.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this new iPhone is going to be their third.
And if they've created the demand for the iPhone that they had for the iPod, they will be moneymakers.
Okay, so both the iPod and the Mac are already Apple's key moneymakers.
Right, right.
That is, they bring in the highest sales and make Apple a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, Apple sells a lot of products, but they make most of their money from core products.
And these two are the key ones, and they want to add the iPhone to make it the third core business.
That's right.
The iPhone is this much-hyped product, got a lot of unprecedented media coverage, unprecedented hype, and this has made it a highly desirable product. So some people have gone to like crazy lengths to get their hands on one.
Oh, yeah. They created such a demand that people literally camped out. People slept in the streets for several days to be first in line to buy a product. It's amazing.
Yeah. And camping is a noun we use to describe when you sleep outside in a tent, usually. Yeah,
Next week I'll be going camping on Vancouver Island, and that's a little more desirable area, but it just means sleeping outside. So if you do it on a sidewalk in New York, that is camping out.
And, you know, people were camping out in the rain for 3 days just to get their hands on this gadget.
Mm.
Gadgets is a word used to describe small portable electronic devices. But we don't usually refer to very common items such as mobile phones as a gadget because they're so common now. But I would say the iPhone being so new, we could call it a gadget.
And that uniqueness is what has all the gadget freaks excited and camping out.
Right, and they're camping out in front of Apple's flagship store. Mitch?
Well, flagship is a naval term, really. It meant the admiral ship or the lead ship. And in a group of warships. So a flagship store is the one that the company considers the most important because of location or sales level or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Fifth Avenue, the most important shopping street in New York.
Well, I'd never go camping there.
So we could also have like a flagship product. For example, Motorola's Razr phones. You could say that is Motorola's flagship product line. Its most important product line.
And that's what's unprecedented about Apple's action here. They may have three flagship products.
Okay. Now, a line of people waiting to buy something, in British English particular, we usually call a queue, spelled Q-U-E-U-E. Not often used in American English.
No.
They did in the article, yeah?
No, we don't actually use that very much. We have to stand in line. It's not nearly as nice a sound.
Okay. Well, we're British are experts at queuing, yeah?
Yeah, here in the article, it's used as a verb, meaning to line up and wait for something. And it seems that at first there was just a trickle of people queuing up, just a small flow of people joining the line.
And these were people that didn't mind braving the bad weather.
Yeah, and braving here is a verb used to mean facing something difficult.
Okay, like a hardship, such as camping out.
Sure. For me it's not, but you could brave the weather, you could brave wild animals, you could brave mountains, lots of things can be braved.
Okay. And one of the big features of the iPhone that they're talking about is that it has a touch screen.
Yeah, this is a special screen. Like the ones on PDAs or cash registers that react when touched, you can use the touch screen to control the functions of the gadget or the iPhone.
So if I wanted to dial a telephone number, I guess the numbers would appear on the screen and you just tap those to actually dial the number, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
This touch screen is actually revolutionary. The things I'm reading are that it's been superbly designed And it is so easy to use that people can use it without reading instructions. It's what we call very intuitive, and it's a revolutionary design change in the way phones are done.
Okay. And I guess Mr. Jobs has been touting this iPhone.
Well, yeah, touting, and it's unusual for Apple. Normally, they don't respond to rumors, but this time they actually announced the product 6 months before it really came on the market.
Mm. That might have been something, obviously, that helped lead to this endless media speculation.
Yeah, endless media speculation. Lots of newspapers, magazines, and tech websites kept publishing stories. Or really just speculations.
Guesses.
Yeah, about what the iPhone might do and when it would be released.
Uh-huh, and it became so hyped or talked about that even late-night TV shows in America began to parody it or make fun of it.
And that's a great compliment, really. Late-night TV shows in America, there's a series of shows. They're every night of the week, and they tend to be very informative. They cover a lot of topical information, and usually they're humorous in nature.
Which is really what a parody is, right?
Yeah, it's just making fun of something.
Mm-hmm. And now, we just said before that Apple is usually very secretive about new products it's developing. But there was such a media frenzy or hype surrounding the launch that they actually did something unprecedented and made a public announcement 6 months before they unveiled the gadget.
Yeah, that's very unusual, especially for Apple. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies deal in what we've come to call vaporware, introducing a product before it is actually built. Apple has never done that, but they were almost forced to this time because there was so much discussion about the product.
Yeah. And we talk about when you release a product or launch it or have a press conference to inform the public about it, we say you've unveiled the product.
Mm. And this word comes from veil, which is just a thin piece of cloth usually placed over the head or over an object to hide it from view. So to unveil something like a product is figurative speech describing the announcement or display of a product to the public.
I guess it's similar to a product launch, but in this case, the product wasn't actually launched. It was just unveiled or announced to the public.
Yeah, the launch came later, as we can see from the article.
So Apple was hoping all the unprecedented media coverage and the hype is going to help the iPhone become a blockbuster product.
Right, and a blockbuster is an interesting combination of very good PR and a very good product. Okay. You can't have just one to be a blockbuster. Okay. It has to be both.
And where does blockbuster come from?
Well, a blockbuster refers to the movies. That's where it originally came from. And a blockbuster just means a movie that's so successful, people are lined up in circles around the block to see it.
Okay, and a block is just a length of road.
A block is a square section of a city formed by streets.
Okay.
So all of this hype and the fact that the product is a blockbuster and that people have camped out, all of that has combined to propel Apple stock to new heights.
Yeah, I think it's now about $127 a share, which is up from $85 from the beginning of the year when they first unveiled the iPhone.
Well, what's very interesting is Apple's stock increase reflects the fact that Apple is about to grab a very significant market share and create a core product in an area that it didn't even participate in before.
So what you're saying is Apple is targeting or expecting to sell enough iPhones to gain about 1% market share of the whole mobile phone market?
Right, that's correct.
And 1% doesn't sound much, but it's probably a huge number of telephones.
Oh, it's a billion dollar market.
Yeah, I'd be happy with 1%.
Okay. And interesting there in towards the end of the article, they're using a term that's particular to the mobile phone industry, and they refer to the telephones as a handset.
Right. Well, that's a change. Originally, a handset was the part of a phone you held in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with revolutionary technology today, you hold the whole phone in your hand. So handset in the industry just means the phone in your hand.
Okay. Now, Apple can never be accused of selling cheap products. Its computers and iPods are sold at a premium or higher than other similar products because it claims superior design or features.
Yeah, so the price tag for the iPhone is pretty high. Just for the basic model, it's about $500.
But even at that price, I'd be bullish on this product. I think it's going to do very well, and certainly Wall Street is bullish on it.
Yeah.
Bullish here, we've divided the market into up or down.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going up, that's a bull. If it's going down, that's a bear.
So bull market.
A bull market is a market going up. A bullish product, being bullish about a product means we're excited about that product. We think it's going to raise the company's stock.
Okay.
So as we wrap this up, it's very clear we're all very bullish about the new iPhone. And something else we're very bullish about is the new Learning Center. So be sure to check back next week on the website and take a look.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.